Oh, does it feel good to be back? Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to season 7 of the Motivation Congregation. As it is my hope that Hashem blesses it, the show, us, that we should be able to wake up every day on a highlight and study Hashem's Torah together. And let me point you to an odd fact to begin season 7, that while we all care very much about money, it does seem that some have a lot and some can't get enough of it. 78% of Americans actually live paycheck to paycheck. Month to month, as they call it. Which has become a popular stat recently because it's a rather new stat. And it basically means that they just have enough, most American households just have enough to pay their minimum bills. But they cannot put any money away for savings for a rainy day, nor can they invest anything. And it has been told that it's dangerous to live paycheck to paycheck or month to month. But in the Jewish mindset, I don't think we are wrong to say that we all should be living month to month. Not in our finances. There's probably some better ways to live. A couple extra dollars into the savings or to invest is probably a good idea if we can get there. But month to month in our ruchnius is the right idea. For we have Rosh Chodesh now. And maybe it is blasphemous to say, or maybe out of place, but perhaps there is no mitzvah in the Torah more overlooked and more desecrated, God forbid, than the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. It is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, the very first mitzvah. It is an entirely different day. Rosh Chodesh is a time that we schedule our events until, and then we re-begin anew, afresh, a new month, every single Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has the same karban as the days of the Mo'adim. Ikri Mo'ed, it says. Rosh Chodesh is the head of the month. It's a time, a zman kapara l'chol toldoi sam. Let us take Rosh Chodesh for what it's really meant to be, as all the great ones tell us. It's supposed to be a rejuvenation, a renewing of our commitments. It's supposed to be there for when the Jewish people, we became a people, and now we needed, it sounds like, to begin anew monthly, every single time. It was commitment to Hashem in the Midbar, and then 30 days later, if your commitments have gotten lax, refresh the page. Let's start again. And that's part of life. You recommit. And re-energize yourself. Maybe go to a musical hallel. Buy some toys for the kids. Buy something for your family or have a big barbecue. But make Rosh Chodesh great again. And let it be that you recommit afresh anew today. That this month is going to be different. This month will be better. It will be with more energy. It will be with more simcha. Because after all, Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moe. And living month to month might not be such a bad thing.